Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Finally this hour, one more note on the primary, looking both back and forward. I remember first standing downtown on Elm Street in Manchester in 1976, when as a college student in Massachusetts, I came up to cover part of Ronald Reagan's challenge to President Gerald Ford in the New Hampshire primary. Manchester was a much sleepier city in those days. The downtown was not as built up, even though it still rolls up pretty early most nights. The primary is different, too. With few exceptions, the candidates simply did not spend as much time here as in primaries past. The bulk of the familiar retail campaigning, the rallies, the diner surfing has all pretty much taken place in the last few weeks. So it's been a bit of a disappointment to many longtime New Hampshire primaryites. In 1976, Reagan campaigned a lot here, believing he could topple the incumbent Ford if he won. But Reagan lost in a New Hampshire squeaker. Some felt it may have factored into Ford's loss to Jimmy Carter 8 months later. Like 1976, the focus now is on how close Mitt Romney's second-place finisher comes, whether it's John Huntsman, Ron Paul, or any of the others. And will Romney come out of New Hampshire a stronger candidate or one who's been weakened? But you don't have to go quite that far back for guidance and context. Not counting Romney, in 2008, three major Massachusetts political figures have run here in the last 24 years. On the Democratic side, then-Governor Michael Dukakis won the New Hampshire primary by 16 points in 1988 over Missouri Congressman Dick Gephardt. In 2004, Senator John Kerry beat Howard Dean by 12. Both wins were hailed as big victories. So it seems those who say Romney's margin must be 20 points to have a huge win, and many who say that, by the way, are Democrats, are ignoring New Hampshire primary history. On the other hand, in 1992, Senator Paul Tsongas from Lowell beat Bill Clinton. The margin was just 8 points, close enough for Clinton to be declared, and declare himself, the comeback kid. He went on to win the nomination and the White House. So today we find out if Mitt Romney, the latest Massachusetts neighbor to play politics over the border in New Hampshire, is the 2012 version of Mike Dukakis and John Kerry with a win, or Paul Tsongas with a win that's construed as a loss. I'm reasonably sure Mitt Romney, under fire by his opponents for being from Massachusetts, wouldn't like any of those comparisons. This is Bob Oakes.